Today marks 75 years since the U.S. dropped the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan, destroying the city. Only 3 days later, the U.S. dropped another atomic bomb on Nagasaki to effectively end World War II. Now, some experts are saying that advisors warned against this action, saying that World War II would have ended without the nuclear attacks. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Martin Sherwin, professor of history at George Mason University in Virginia and author of Gambling with Armageddon, Nuclear Roulette from Hiroshima to the Cuban Missile Crisis. Thanks so much for being with us, Professor. You co-authored an op-ed in the LA Times suggesting that these bombings didn't have to happen.
Well, they didn't have to happen. President Truman knew that when the Soviets came into the war, which they were going to do for their own purposes, the Japanese would have to surrender. And the reason was, A, they couldn't fight a two-front war. B, they were more anti-communist than the United States. And the idea of the Soviet Union occupying northern Japan and taking Hokkaido, which Stalin intended to do, and the Japanese knew it, was just the worst possible nightmare. So surrendering to the United States after the Soviet entered the war was an absolute must.
I was surprised to learn in reading the background that on a plaque at the National Museum of the U.S. Navy in Washington, it says the vast destruction wreaked by the bombings and the loss of 135,000 people made little impact on the Japanese military. And then it refers to the Soviets joining the fight as the real reason. Do you think this gets enough attention?
Do I think what?
Do you think that this fact gets much attention?
Yes. Well, I must tell you that when I first saw that, I was quite amazed. But then when I thought about it, I realized that, a lot of the top Navy brass, as we say in the L.A. Times op-ed, thought that it was a very bad idea to use the atomic bomb. And it was not just top Navy brass. General MacArthur, for example, General Eisenhower, they were all appalled by the use of that nuclear weapon when they knew it was unnecessary.
Professor, I want to ask you to help us pull back the lens a little bit and talk about the broader picture of the nuclear arms race that played out in the wake of World War II. Would that look a lot different had we not dropped those bombs?
It certainly would have. I wrote another op-ed for the Kyoto News. If you go online, you can find it. And the title of it is, If the Atomic Bomb Had Not Been Dropped. If atomic bombs had not been used, the entire post-war, the history of the entire post-war period would have been significantly different.
Well, thank you. I wish we had more time to talk. We have been speaking with Martin Sherwin. He's professor of history at George Mason University in Virginia.